from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, hey, let's just give Clay $30
million. I didn't say...
Give him a starting role, even if he stinks.
But talk
that's
to
great
me
strategy.
Right now.
Oh, no, that's a great strategy.
What in-house replacements or possibilities that you feel comfortable with?
I told you.
Pods, Moody? I love both of them. They don't shoot like Clay.
Pods does. He does. Look at his numbers.
Can you do that times four?
Here's the
that
other
amount
thing.
Of volume and to be able to just get it rising, Jack. Hey, Steiny, that could actually be what's going to happen. But nah, man, this team
If you ask me right now, hey, Steiny, which team is better? Just I'll give you this. Here's your starting five. Which team is better? Steph, Clay, Wiggins, Draymond, and Trayce Jackson-Davis, or Steph, Moody and Pajemski, Wiggins, Draymond Green, Trayce Jackson-Davis? I would say, I don't know. Not the same. Maybe a little better.
But wouldn't the betting favorite be the first?
Why?
Because
he's declining.
And they
those
all...
Other, are, do you think Moody's getting better?
Yes.
Do you think Pajemski's getting better?
I do.
Do you think Clay's getting better?
No.
Okay.
But his getting worse is better than those guys where they're at getting better.
Rank those three players defensively.
Moody, Pods, and Clay.
Okay.
Or Pods, Moody. Yeah, Moody, Pods, and Clay.
Yeah. I'm kind of
with
you.
But there's an offensive component to that,
Rank
too.
Those players as passers.
Yeah, Pods. Pods, Moody,
Pods,
Clay.
Pods, who cares?
Yeah.
What about as rebounders?
Oh, man, Pods.
Yeah, you know it. I'm looking at, what's the one? Pods. 1 year in the NBA, played 1 year in college. First year in the NBA, he shot 38.5% from three-point range. Clay shot 38.7.
Who else shot better than Pods and Clay?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the volume on that?
Back to Wiggins?
Nope.
Who shot better? Oh.
The guy that you tear down for his three-point shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I already know.
Who?
Moody.
No.
Who?
Draymond Green shot better than Clay.
In the first half, yeah.
The whole season.
Dre improved, but you know what I'm saying.
Goo.
Those weren't in the second half. Those weren't. That didn't even exist.
Yeah, no, but to Goo's point, he's not a three-point threat.
That's
like Wojcicki shoots better than Clay from three, but he's not as much of a three-point threat.
It's not his game. You know what I'm saying, Steiny? I'm talking about Clay's. It's part of his game. It's the one thing he has left right now.
Does he? Doug, he doesn't, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would try to improve everything around him, roll it out there, and hope he can get a better quality of shot or just be better, be more consistent. But, Stoney, I got to tell you, you were norm when I bring home a report card with a 3.0 and he wants a 3.8 or 9 when you talk about let's just put this under a microscope, the 4 for 10s, okay. When it was all said and done, it comes out in the wash, it's 38.
Look, right, and Pod shot 38, but you're not giving him his 38. Yeah,
I just want to ask you, because I don't want to sound like, I love Pod. How many threes did he take on the year, Pods?
Well, 4.3 a game, and I think he played all
and
year.
And Clay's is what, not well, yeah. 8 or 9?
Right, so is that good or bad for Clay or Pods?
I would say Clay doing that at that clip, 38 is more impressive than 38, and you're only taking 4. Forget Pod's his name. Whatever said player is going to take 4 or 5 more threes a game, if that were to happen, that's where I'm like, you're not Klay Thompson or a guy of that caliber, regardless who the player is. Just be careful if he lives.
Be careful of what? What are you careful
trying
of?
To replace
you didn't even
that
make
shooting.
The playoffs. Yeah. You haven't like, made the playoffs I, 3 or 5 years.
You're speaking my
years.
Language with that
no,
one.
No, I'm not. Because yeah, you want to sign. You want to re-sign Klay.
But
and, no
you
matter
didn't make
what.
It not just because of him. It was team-wide.
Right. Yeah. I know you believe it, but I can't believe you believe it.
My point is how I went to sleep, Stoney and Evan, is you can keep Klay and you still can get better by making other moves.
Right.
I think that's what I would name my song on Keep Klay. You can keep Klay, not break the bank, and go somewhere else and do some other maneuvers and get better.
Let me ask
and get
you this.
Him
so
a better quality of shot.
So you're prepared, again, to go to next year and play Klay Thompson more than Pajemski and more than Moody?
I am. Snotty, I am.
Why?
Because I'm trying to win it all. Okay. I'm not trying to see if some guys, and they're good. They're good young players, Donnie. They're going to be a partner. They're going to have a job. But I'm not trying to see them go through their puberty and come up.
They might be better than Klay right now, Goo. I'm not saying they are, but they may be better than Klay halfway through the year.
But if you're right, then there's no way. Then Klay wouldn't even get an offer from the team because he would just be in the way.
Well, listen.
You know what I mean?
I was talking about this to Evan yesterday. The reason Klay is so dicey is because no matter what happens, you got to do it the right way. The Golden State Warriors cannot lose Klay Thompson under the appearance of they kicked him to the curb. If Klay Thompson ends up on another team, the perception has to be that, you know what, the Warriors really wanted him, but this other team paid him $32 million, and then Warrior fans would be like, wow, that's a lot. That. I guess we got
it. So the optics.
I got it.
The optics.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I really do. But, oh boy. Go ahead.
So if Orlando or a team like that, let's just say Philly offered Klay $30 million, you would understand that, right?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's
wouldn't you?
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. That speaks to his value. But I think he's had what we deem, we watch the fall off from a physical standpoint, and we've kind of lost sight of still pretty damn good from deep. I'm not telling you he's Michael Cooper on defense.
He's one-dimensional.
Yeah. But you gotta use that one dimension. All right, I'll say this to that. All right, he's one dimensional and he's 38% from three. I'll give that a B+.
What's
Moody
C
or
now.
Pajemski? What's their best facet?
Well, both those guys are better defenders. Pajemski's a better rebounder. They're less volatile than Klay. Like when Klay's good, he's phenomenal.
And
like
you know what?
Klay, look. I was throwing this at Evan. I said, okay, how many games last year did Klay have heaters? 9 for 14 from three?
Like 40% of the games.
No chance.
That's
he probably had like 7. I'm talking about big boy games. Not 4 for 11, not 5 for 11, but like the old Klay Thompson. And he had a few of them, there's no doubt.
But he's a threat every game. To be able to win you the game.
No
and the one thing I hate about this is the game that they lost, Steiny, if he would have hit five of those shots, they still were going to lose.
So like, that makes
that's
it
how many
okay?
times I'm playing that. Like, no, there were other things glaring in that game outside of Clay couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Four for 19.
Some guys couldn't even create a shot outside of Kuminga and Moody and Pods. Like, not forget it going in. It was so, they were so choked out defensively that it was like only the young guys could put it on the floor. And I'm like,
so you're gonna
they
pay,
were in the Warriors' jockstrap.
So you're
going to
pay a guy $28 million a year who needs more help from teammates than he's ever needed
no,
in the past.
But we're going to go get that help. I'm paying them predicated on we're going to go make some moves. It could be Kuminga. It could be Wiggins. It could be a combo or other guys. A move is imminent regardless if Clay stays or goes. So okay. That's what I'm rolling the
right.
dice
well,
on.
Let me ask you this.
Being proactive, Steiny.
Okay, let me ask you this.
The game.
You just paid him 2 years. What about if he gets off to the same start he got off to last year? And you have to.
When like, it's all said and done.
Are you putting him on the bench again? So Klay Thompson, you just paid him $28 million a year. He starts the first 25 games, and now Steve Kerr and us are all going, you got to move Klay to the bench.
But can you? Okay, I'll ask you this, Donnie.
I'm just asking, are you moving him to the bench?
Can you afford to? Like, when you do that deal, if you give him those ducats, it's almost like, I want to say another word, F it. Yeah, it ain't ducking, but you know, it's like, that's what you're signing up for. But what about what you just told me before break?
What?
The optics, if you sign them, I'm not saying scholarship. It's almost like you're riding or dying with them.
Why would you do that, Goo? Well, why would you ride?
So much success
fine,
with them.
Then just say, you know what, Steiny? Winning is, to me, it's you're saying winning is less important than keeping these guys together.
Man. And I'm doing that deal predicated on it gives me the best chance to win if we hit a home run out with our other moves, because there's going to be some other moves.
Evan?
I'm just being proactive, and I get
what do you think about that? You like Guru's theory?
Repeat it.
That Klay Thompson is not what ails this team. And if I could get him 2 for 56 at $28 million, the substance of next season is going to be determined or predicated on the other moves around this team that could include a Wiggins or a Kuminga or others. So Clay's specialty is still a specialty to me, which is outside shooting. And I just feel like the Warriors cannot take on that task of replacing that and getting better around the other things that ail the team. So I'm re-signing Clay, and I'm getting better elsewhere so we can be a better offense with more continuity, and maybe he gets better looks.
Well, I do agree that the one thing that Clay does well is something they lack, which is volume three-point shooting.
Man.
They wouldn't be
able
to.
Oh, they got a volume three-point shooting.
Well. You also, man. I mean, you need someone to take them.
You're right.
Hey, Evan, not to pitch you against Steiny and I do it well.
Hold on.
I would say that there are ways you could allocate the money in better ways.
Wow.
I mean, if you're paying $28 million a year for a player that isn't quote unquote the problem and also isn't necessarily the solution, that's a pretty hefty investment.
And I mean, to me, there's a flaw in your logic that is monstrous.
Give it to me, because I want to go back to Evan.
You're going to try to go about improving your team knowing that Klay Thompson will be worse next year than this year.
Well, you don't know that.
Come on, guys. You got to be real.
What's he going to do? Get better defensively?
No, he could just have a better, more consistent offseason. And Steiny, he shot 38% in what you call the abyss. You feel like there's no way he can improve.
The average guard last year shot 37 from three. 37% is average now for a two guard.
So he's an above average 3-point shooter.
Right. Yeah, by 1%.
What if that went up to 40? Like you're robbing him of that.
Right, and you're assuming he will be that.
Okay, all right. With
and that is crazier than me assuming it won't happen because he's 34, okay. and he's declined the last 2 years.
Let me run this
by
you.
What if he comes off the bench where he shot over 40%?
Well, my thing with Clay coming off the bench is that's going to be dicey too.
Oh, man. Because, like, I don't even think that's on the table.
What?
Like, him in those negotiations would be like, you love me or you don't. I'm not coming off the bench. And that could be a deal breaker.
I can't. So you're going to sign Klay Thompson to $28 million a year. Well, first of all, he came off the bench last year.
You're at the end, he started.
You're going to sign Klay Thompson for 34-year-old Klay Thompson for $28 million a year with the demand of him saying, oh, by the way, you know I'm starting these 2 years.
I think it's a natural demand. Like I said, he got his position back. If you want, I know it's semantics, but he was starting at the end, Stoney. He started their last game. My thing to you is, we're at the same place. You just said
I'm not at the same place.
You said, "Goo, it's how it looks." And I'm saying, I'm going to give him his money because I think we could still win with him shooting at 38 or improving. But what's the difference in you saying, keep Klay, or, oh, the Warriors got to be careful on how it looks? What's the
No. Let me be clear.
I still think they can
clear.
Win with them.
Let me be clear.
But you're saying it's still, you got to be careful of how it looks.
No. What I'm saying is, yeah, the Warriors as an organization need to be careful of how it looks. Optics. To me, Matt Steinmetz, I don't give a rat's ass how it looks. I just want to know, is he back or not? Like, that part I don't care about personally. But just the idea that...
They're killing me on the text line. No, they are.
I'm out on you here.
Evan, my last thing to you about Steiny and Klay, and I mean this. Do you think it's fair that he goes into so deep about the 38% consisted of 3 of 10? There were more to... What about a guy like me that says, you know what, when it was all said and done, he was at 38%?
Yes, but I think the question is, how many games does he win you versus how many games does he lose you? And that game has moved in the opposite direction more in recent memory. Like, for example, me and Stein were talking about this at the cafeteria yesterday because Steiny said something along the lines of, well, he can still sometimes win you a game.
Yeah, sometimes.
And I would ask you, what was the highest total points that he scored in a single game this season?
I would say 34.
It's close. Low 30s. Okay, 2 years ago, so his first full season off of injury, what was the highest point total he scored in a game?
I want to say 40-something.
He scored 54 in a game against the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, damn.
So in a single season, he has gone from a guy that could potentially get you 50 to a guy whose ceiling is 32. That is a steep drop off. That's why I feel like if he comes back, his role would be better suited off the bench, because there he doesn't kill you, but he can help you if he's got it going.
And I know people hate this.
They don't like my $28 million. That's a lot of it too. Go ahead.
Well, and people may not like this, but like the thing I'm getting at with Klay, okay, I do think there's two kinds of 38-39%. Just like I think there's a difference when a guy who has 40 homers, but half of them are with runners on base, as opposed to a home run hitter who has 40 home run and 32 are with the bases empty and you're down 5 runs. Like, I think there's a difference there.
Alex Rodriguez.
If you take out the 5 outlier 3-point games for Klay.
I see where you're going, man.
Like, he was 11 for 16 against Portland. It was a 20-point lead. I'm sorry, he was 6 for 10. Yeah, okay, great. 20-point win against Portland. I mean, 7 for 15 against Chicago.
All right. You don't even need to say, I know it's sports radio, another word. I get what you're saying, but can you look at me when I say this to you? How many, did you come in here and we led a show and you started with your opening monologue and said, Goo, I think Klay Thompson's going to get paid, after you kind of left him for dead? Didn't you say during this last season,
not necessarily
that Klay's
by the
earned it, Klay's, yeah,
yeah,
no,
not
by
necessarily
other people.
By the okay.
But that meant he was on a heat, that things were looking like, okay, it ain't all bad as I thought. So why can't that happen here?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.